Hello, and welcome to Stay in School Podcast on YouTube. Today, I'm joined by James and Rebecca, as always, and our special guest today, Mr. Hunter, a.k.a. Crocodile Jackson.
Howdy, y'all.
Good friend of ours.
Howdy.
I'm so relieved you're here, dude. The past three episodes, we had no guests. So we
shit.
So the podcast, we have like 30 episodes on audio, and this is a new like thing with the video.
Okay.
So the three intro videos to just like doing YouTube was just us two, but we know everything about each other.
It was hard. It was just us sitting there like, what do we talk about
so,
now, you know?
What's new with y'all?
The last episode, it got to the point where I ordered steak and lobster from Sizzler on Uber Eats.
Wait, we're not doing that today?
We can if you want.
We can. Okay. It just was not very good. It was very bad.
I would really, really hope so.
We'll see how boring you are.
Okay. I'll really sit still for the rest.
Chili's.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hell yeah. Dude.
We'll get downgraded to McDonald's.
Maybe some Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, hey.
I could throw some peanuts on the ground for you. Make you feel at home.
The food of my people, yeah.
You're from Texas.
I am from Texas. From Houston, Texas.
That's why I said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everyone.
I don't want to assume, but I figured, Texas.
I'm from upstate Portland.
I can tell by the hat.
Yeah.
That new trend of country music.
Yeah, dude, I know.
In.
Dude, I was in New York. I went to a bar. Everyone was dressed up. New York City.
Yeah.
Everyone was dressed up as cowboys.
Dude, that's
it was
so weird.
The weirdest shit.
Is that like, what is it?
Cultural appropriation.
I felt mad. I also felt at home. It was cool. I liked it. I'm not going to lie. I'm
all
for people.
I kind of like the resurgence of country music. I've been listening to some country artists that are just like, it's a blend of like hip hop, a blend of pop, and it's doing a lot better for country music than like, I don't know, like Garth Brooks or fucking shit.
I think people are like back into outlaw country.
Yes,
I think that's what. Yeah, I know. I fucking love it.
That's the best kind of country.
Yeah.
That's the only country I care about.
Yeah,
and now this new resurgence of country is really cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
the comments are fucking, people fucking hate it though.
Oh yeah.
I was going through this Buckle Bunny. You hear that new album?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Buckle Bunny?
Well, the actual definition of a Buckle
That's
Bunny
is
like
baby.
The snow bunny. It's like the people that
it's what
hang
I'm
around.
Shooting for.
And, yeah, he hangs around. He's trying to land a cowboy, you know.
Okay.
But this girl, she's like a younger black woman, and she put out this album called Buckle Bunny, and I just discovered this like literally last night. And it's a mix of like pop, hip hop, and country, and it's really fucking good,
dude,
though.
It's fun.
But her comment section is just full of like these country lovers that are like, I miss when country was singing about like trucks and my missus, like you're
mustard.
Yeah. Like you're doing a damage to the country music. Like I hate this, and it's like, okay, well you don't have to be white and trailer trash to be country.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see.
But if you are.
But
bonus points.
It's a bit ironic that people like that will give shit to an African woman, American lady for doing country, when people in trailer parks like that like love hip hop.
Yes,
dude. Love hip hop, dude.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's the biggest deal. I mean, like, I don't know.
The guy with braids and a grill, like singing about his pickup truck.
Yeah,
like,
I miss
okay.
country.
Back when it was good. Meanwhile, it's been sucking for fucking 30 years.
Yes. Thank you.
It sucks so much dick.
Thank
I hate
you.
It. I like grew up around the 80s, 90s country and just despise it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Garth Brooks is okay, but you got like
the popification.
Yeah, the popification of it. When it sounds like too crisp, I want people talking about murdering a man, like slightly, like admitting to a crime they committed 20 years ago. I want that.
Soft snitching on me.
Yeah, I want soft snitching country. Yeah,
it's like hearing like growing up a punk and hardcore kid, and then hearing bands now that call themselves hardcore.
I know.
And I'm like, no, dude, you're way too polished. Like you're too, you're fucking adorable.
Stop. That's cute, honey. That's cute. Yeah.
The whole Orville Peck thing like set me off. I know it's like
it's
very gentle, but his voice and it was so amazing. Those first three albums are so good to me that got me interested single handedly to find like Charlie Crockett.
Exactly,
stuff.
Totally. Yeah. I think Orville did such a good job at making like a gateway to country, because to me like he's like taken from Roy Orbison and all those like
Chris Isaac,
the singers more so a singer than a country artist, and so they like. If that's going to bring you into it, then you're going to find Charlie Crockett or like Nick Shoulders and all those other people that are like they just make cool country. They're talking about stories and shit. I love that
shit. Make country cool again.
Yeah, dude. So,
what about Chris Gaines?
Chris Gaines.
Yeah,
there's a
totally.
Chris Gaines sticker behind me.
Garth in the streets, Chris Gaines in the sheets.
This week, Beyonce put out a country album.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
And I haven't heard it yet.
So good.
It's
you heard it?
It's awesome. Sick, dude.
This is a SNL. It was stolen from this week, but I watched SNL this week and the Weekend Update. They were talking about how, you know, people are like, Beyonce's bringing country back, blah, 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 for black people, blah, blah, blah.
Hell yeah.
And the punchline was, what about fucking Hootie?
He's been
championing it the whole time.
For how long? For like 60 years now?
Since the 40s. Since they came out in the 40s, Hootie and the Blowfish.
For hundreds of years, Hootie and the Blowfish have been pioneering country.
Oh my God, the black and white footage of them playing at the...
It's like the roll time. Yeah.
It cuts to lyrics. It goes from film to lyrics.
I only want to be with you.
Silent film.
Yeah. But even after Hootie broke up, like his solo career, like he's was like a very prominent country career.
What was his solo?
Darius
name.
Rucker is his name. His name's not Hootie, but
I thought it was just Hootie. That'd be funny.
Just Hootie sans Blowfish.
So, anyways, nothing to do with country music. you're a tattoo artist and a wonderful artist in general.
Thank you. I was racist.
I'm so sorry. I assumed you knew everything about country music. I'm so sorry.
I love that.
Saw your outfit and I got excited.
I'm all about it because I feel like, I don't know. I grew up in the hardcore scene and all that jazz, and I also love country music. Sure. So I want to get, but there's like a stereo, like a stigma against country. So I want to be the like, any kind of gateway to having fun country.
Sure,
back,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
you do it well, my man.
Thanks, dude.
You crush it, dude. You always got the nice fits, dude.
Thanks, baby.
I'm short and stumpy, so I look like the guy from What We Do in the Shadows.
What are you talking about?
You're Short King, baby. You're Short King, and I love a Short King. Barry Keegan's a Short King. I love him.
He's also shredded.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say.
Chris Gaines, another Short King.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, why not?
I like that you're really standing.
Can we fact check Chris Gaines? Height, please. Thank you.
He's shorter than Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know. I think you're all wrong.
He's 4 foot one.
Garth Brooks is 6 feet, but Chris Gaines is 5'2".
The whole thing is Chris Gaines got in a car accident, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe his like knees got compressed in the accident. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm shorter now.
You gotta make it believable, baby.
Shit,
he's Hank Hill's dad.
Yeah. Cotton Hill. I'm gonna be fine, but I'm just tall. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we brought you on here for a multiple of reasons.
Hey,
I'm glad we opened up with this, but you've got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. When do we start singing?
Start singing right now.
Okay, I can't.
So. How many Chris Gaines songs?
Maybe lock Love
lifts
doors.
Us up where we belong.
It's a classic. We always end up singing. It really
Take
does always end up happening.
These broken wings.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Life is a highway.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't you dare bring up Rascal Flatts around
it's
me.
It's not a Rascal Flatts song. It's some other guy from Canada.
It's been stuck in my head for 4 days now. Dude, I don't know what's going on with me. It feels like a bug in my brain.
I talk so much shit about Rascal Flatts. Sorry to
No. Every time I defend that song, I'm like, it's not Rascal Flatts. Dude. Someone goes, who is it? And I forget the guy's name. And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I know it's not.
Yeah. I've talked so much shit about Rascal Flatts, but I swear to God, if I ever met them, I'd be so stoked.
Is it two guys? One's named Rascal and one's named Flatts?
Yeah. Okay. Rascal and Flatts Janksons.
I can't even fucking say it.
Seriously?
It's like Gene and Dean Ween. I don't know.
Yeah. Love Gene and Dean Ween.
I love the Weens.
The Ween brothers.
Oh my God! What was our duo name the other day? Bunsen burner and hot plate.
The cooking brothers.
Yeah, the worst duo
Your
ever.
Your album's like, just we're cooking it up now.
Yeah, I'm hot plate
cooking in the kitchen,
and I'm Bunsen burner.
Ooh, hot.
That's
hot
name.
Honestly,
that would make me test tube baby.
Ooh,
oh, nice.
Howdy partner.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds close.
Get rid of the baby.
Test
tube is a cool name,
baby.
So there's a comma in your
test tube, comma baby.
Yeah,
perfect.
Why not?
It's formal.
We all get a little weird when James brings up kids. So, oh yeah. Sketchy for a minute. Why is that? Well, you'll find out. You'll find out at some point in the episode. episode.
At one point,
you
I
already
had
agreed to be on this. Yeah.
Remember that waiver we had you sign?
We
in
are
the beginning?
5 feet away from a playground. Yeah. Are you sure this is okay?
Oh, yeah, look at the time. I gotta go.
Oh, school's getting out. Yeah.
The Saved by the Bell song kicks on, and James just goes running.
When I wake up in the morning,
it's Pavlovian at this point.
Oh my goodness. So you moved out here in 2019?
Yeah.
You moved. So me and Hunter met years ago, just out here visiting friends.
Dirty warehouse.
At a dirty warehouse with Nick Lowe Junkyard.
Yeah.
And I was so hyped for you guys to move here. You and Dakota, who we've had on the podcast before, on the audio one.
Yeah.
We'll have them on for the video one, but right when y'all moved out here, fucking COVID hit.
Yeah.
So I didn't see you.
Yeah.
I was like, my friends are moving. And it was just like, no, you can't see anyone.
I thought I met like a legend. I mean, like, I for real, I was like, this is the only time I'm ever going to meet Eric ever.
And now the world's ending.
I tried to keep it that way. But
Yeah. Well. Hey.
She poisoned me a little bit every way. she tried to sixth sense me.
Next time I meet you, you're like frail and you know, like,
COVID.
I gypsy rose him.
COVID did a number on Eric.
He went through the Chris Gaines procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric got shorter because of COVID.
Yeah, is that a long COVID symptom?
Yeah,
I got shorter.
It turned into Chris Gaines.
Shorter.
So we did meet you. We met you briefly. You actually came here when you first moved here. I remember you were out hanging out on our patio.
Yeah, totally.
With Dakota.
It was super brief. It was
super
we
brief.
Had 4 months.
Pandemic hit hard as fuck, and then it was. When did we hang out after that? Like right after. I feel like we all ended up getting COVID, and then we all hung out after that.
Y'all moved, and then it was like, okay, so now, and then we were trying to hang out forever, but it was COVID. It was weird.
Yeah,
it was like,
odd.
We didn't know.
And then out of nowhere, because I'd never been to your place, out of nowhere, we moved to Glendale, and you were like, I live 2 streets away.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, this worked out.
Yeah, this is sick.
So without giving any dates, because I'm not incriminating myself on COVID stuff, but we linked up eventually.
After 700 person party at our place in the middle of the pandemic.
No, it was no big deal. And no one got sick. It was crazy. It was cool. I met you that one time in the warehouse, and then I was like, oh, this is so fucking cool. And I moved here like 4 months before the quarantine.
Oh,
so
my God.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It just felt like I was like, oh, I made a terrible decision to move
It's so wild away from your family, and you moved to like arguably one of the coldest cities to move to without a pandemic.
Sure.
LA's very hard to like
break into.
Break into, and I love this city, but just it must have felt so isolating. But at least you had your crew.
Yeah. Well, it was. It
for
we
better
moved
or
here.
Worse.
Yeah.
Because you were in a smaller place with them when you first.
We
moved.
First moved here into a fucking 700 square foot apartment.
So that was your COVID situation.
Four people. Yeah. And then so that was the beginning of COVID, and then eventually we got that house that was real real nice.
Yeah.
And
that
then,
was great.
You're right. It is like cold, but it was nice because we met y'all. Like it didn't seem like it seems like everyone's experience is moving here and having a hard time finding friends. But we were lucky to meet y'all. We met Niklo. Yeah. We just like had kind of a built-in friend group coming here.
Well, that's like that art community too. Because I mean, we haven't even mentioned it yet, but you are an artist.
Yeah,
and
just
having that.
I brought it up briefly.
We started talking about art. It just got a little off the rails, but like having that artist community must have been so huge too, because you all knew each other through the internet.
Yeah, artists being the artist community, especially out here in LA, it's strong. And then tattooing in general, like. Tattooing is nice because I can move where I can go anywhere and meet someone that's a tattooer and have like an immediate like,
you started doing that out here.
Tattooing?
Yeah.
I did. I mean, I didn't start tattooing out here, but I did come here and immediately start tattooing.
Got it. I didn't know how long you were doing
it. I've been tattooing for 10 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
So
none of us bothered to ask. but I like your cowboy outfit.
I'm
surprised you haven't come home with like a drunk tattoo from him.
Well, here's the thing.
Later tonight.
Show your ass.
Are you tattooing us on the podcast right now?
Dude, that would be fucking amazing.
We'll do it. Yeah.
It would sound really good.
You just opened up a new shop.
I did,
which is amazing. We'll have to do a live podcast
from
the
tattoo. Dude, can we do it while
we'll do roulette? We'll have to get
someone,
shit we don't want.
We'll do it while we're all getting tattooed.
I'm not doing that.
What do you mean?
I already have enough tattoos I don't fucking like anymore.
You're not gonna like the tattoo I give you?
No, a roulette.
Oh,
I'm not getting the tattoos. Not trying to get a penis with like a cowboy hat on it.
A test tube baby.
Can I tattoo a portrait of Chris Gaines on
anything? Sure. Yeah, yeah. Anything for
can
you.
Can you honestly give him anything?
Consider James a piece of dead pigskin.
That's what I consider James to be.
Baba Booey.
Yeah, I'm just an orange.
Damn. So, okay, so it's called Pegasus Tattoo.
Pegasus Tattoo, yeah.
And right now it's just like... Oh, yeah.
It's me and a couple other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it rolling. We're brand new. I'm a month in.
Yeah, this is like weeks old. Or
yeah,
month
it's barely a month. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in there. Dude.
So check out, obviously we're not wrapping it up, but check out, do you have a,
check it out.
Crocodile Jackson on Instagram.
Yes.
But do you have a page for the tattoo shop?
Not yet, no. I don't know if, it's a private studio, so everyone that's going to be coming in is going to know one of the artists there.
Yeah,
so
I love that. You hear that? Dude, not allowed.
Don't care, dude. I don't need it.
But DM and punish him and be like, I gotta come in. I gotta come in. What's your address? Where do you live?
Dude, I'm planning on doing a video where I strap a tattoo machine to a long, like a 3-foot pole.
Oh, I didn't know where that was going.
To a Sibian, and then we just try to tattoo. What is it? Is a Sibian? Is that the vibrator thing?
Oh, yeah.
What's the crazy vibrator thing?
The rabbit. Like the horse one?
No.
Or a Sibian?
What? Is it a Sibian? Yeah, that's the one that's with the... I don't know why I know
all,
that.
Why do all the men know about this? I have no idea what this is. Everyone, all productions nodding their heads like, yeah, I know the Sibian. I watch porn. I'm hip. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
At first,
I got scared because it sounds like a nationality. And you're like, we're going to strap a tattoo gun to a Sibian.
I'm just super racist.
I honestly did think that at first, too. And I was just
I was like, where are you going with this, Texas?
Going to let it pan out.
That's the downside of wearing a cowboy hat is if someone
anything
doesn't know
you
what
say,
yeah, yeah, it might be racist, but it's like, no, I'm just, it's a vibrator.
Oh my God.
Well, now I'm interested in this.
Yeah, I'm gonna strap it to a long pole and tattoo someone with it.
Cool.
I'll be like 3 foot away and it's gonna look terrible and everyone's gonna hate me for it.
I can't wait.
Because the last time
consider me in.
Yeah, dude. The last time I did this, I got tattooed with a tattoo stamp, which is this guy.
But that was that TikTok you did, right? It
yeah,
was wild.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a tattoo
dude,
stamp?
This guy made like a metal stamp with a bunch of needles in it. So
and he
basically just like sets it down on you and then just fucking
dude, just slams
it in.
How's it look though?
I can show you. You
want to
see it?
Yeah,
it looks
see.
Like shit. It doesn't look like anything now. It's like
let's
all
see.
I gotta take my boot off for this. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. If you can see it right now, it's so faded. Like this is what it is right here. If you can take a look,
it's like a little skull.
It's a little tiny skull, and it's just. I mean, obviously, I got poked once. Imagine getting poked once by a tattoo needle. It wouldn't leave that much of a scar. But yeah,
I don't know. I feel like it's like laying on a bed of nails.
Yeah, it literally didn't hurt at all.
As
I was like
laying on one nail.
So scared of it being so painful. It was. I just felt like the slap of him.
Of course.
And
I mean,
then,
in a perfect world, that'd be
amazing.
You know, but it's obviously not there really. It's faded as hell.
No, it sucks. Yeah. It was stupid, and I went through all that pain for nothing, but...
It was quick.
It was quick, but I posted that, and I got so much hate. It was the funniest. I have no idea.
What were the comments?
He did a TikTok on it, and it like blew the fuck up.
So what
were some of the hate comments?
Some of the hate comments were like, you're destroying tattoo culture.
I feel like
this is stupid.
So back to like the country music shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody can just appreciate like some kind of a new version of something.
Yeah,
it has
totally.
To be met with. You're not hurting anyone but yourself. Like I don't see
just
the problem
like,
there, man.
Absolutely.
If you were the tattoo stamp page, I'd be like, yeah, maybe you catch some shit for people. But like you just did it.
No one's doing it either. It's like, not like this is a trend.
That's what I mean. Like, shut the fuck up.
I know. It was the dumbest shit ever. And everyone, like,
the fucking
I got
internet.
Like hate mail from tattooers who were like, you're fucking stupid. Your tattoos are trash. And I was like, I just got a tattoo stamp. Like, leave me alone for a second.
I hope the comments on this YouTube video are like, that's the stamp guy.
Dude, not watching.
That's what we're calling this episode, Tattoo Stamp Guy.
So Inked Magazine has like a YouTube channel.
I'll stamp you.
Awesome name.
That would be the craziest thing if someone got like a tattoo stamp on the face. I think I would be here. That's the next
sure
step. But Inked Magazine got a...
If you like them so much, do it.
I don't give a fuck. Inked Magazine did a they have a YouTube channel where they did like a tattooers react to things, and they reacted to the tattoo stamp video, and there were like some of my friends on there who didn't know
it was
me getting it, and they were like, "This guy's an idiot." So I fucking DM'd them afterwards. I was like, "Hey man, fucking chill."
Yeah, like what the hell, dude?
Yeah, and they were like, "Oh my god, that was you," and I was like, "Yeah, man."
Dude, but still, the damage is done. Like, the damage you already
I'm never gonna
it.
Forget
like,
this.
They only were not gonna say it if they knew it was you. They would have said it, but they already said it.
My limited pull in the tattoo industry is gonna ruin you.
I think we can all agree your life would have been far better if you had never gotten the stamp.
I think the tattoo stamp ruined my career. I think it's safe to say.
Was that tattoo stamp before COVID? Is that the reason? Is that what started COVID?
I think this was the start of COVID. Yeah,
breaking news on the podcast.
So imagine it being something so innocuous like that. Yeah. It was just like someone drank after another person's soda, and that's what caused COVID.
Yeah,
you know?
Needles were made out of the pangolin scales, right?
Yeah. What if I turned into a pangolin?
Oh my god! Don't even joke like that.
Getting James all excited.
Another race.
Yeah, can't say pangolin.
Yeah, you're such a pangolin. Sure.
Penguins are kind of sexy.
How do we feel about like
I love how everyone just glossed over that.
We're gonna cut that.
There's a school right down the street. Yeah. I feel like I've been hearing a lot of like big like rap artists or like people who have money, they'll get put under to get just like a full test piece and shit like that. Chess piece. How do we feel about that?
That's fucking sick, dude.
I think if I could redo all of my tattoos in one setting by one artist, I would do it.
Yeah but I just
so I don't
like
really judge it.
Getting put under.
I mean, I mean, I've put my time in with all the tattoos that I have now. I don't know. I mean, of course, there's like the pain aspect. That's a huge part of getting tattooed. But at this point, I just got my chest done recently. I did half of it without numbing cream. And the other half, I said, fuck that, and did numbing cream because I'm very tattooed. I already did the fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
That numbing cream, I'm going to use it for every tattoo
I
have moving forward. I can't believe I didn't use numbing tattoo cream for my fucking stomach, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that now from now on.
I've never used it, but I'm open to it.
You should use it. It's the shit. I
don't think you should do it for like your first tattoo. I think what is up with that.
I think so too.
You should know the consequences and the pain that goes behind it. But if you're looking like us, if you've got your stomach, your chest, your arms,
I'm
your
good,
legs,
man.
Like if you want to get a little, if you're
I'm
in your
good.
Fucking 30s or 40s and you want to put some numbing cream on, for it. Dude.
I don't want the pain
Who
anymore.
Cares?
I think, go ahead, James.
Well, I was going to say, I think it should be like a little, because it's expensive as shit, right? The numbing cream or
not
whatever.
Anymore.
No,
like,
not really.
Oh, really?
You could probably get through
$20 for a tube like this big. So yeah, but you only use.
You're not
like,
gonna use a lot
use,
of
like,
it
half
yeah.
of the
for what it is.
You bought
chest.
It yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
I'm just like with the going under anesthesia. Like, there's a percentage of that being risky in general.
Oh, anesthesia is super risky.
So it's not worth it to me getting tattooed to put myself under if I'm not getting surgery or whatever. But also getting tattooed hurts. But then when it's overwards, like.
Dude, this is my thought exactly.
It doesn't hurt that bad, but your body has gone through hell. So you wake up like as your body
you're
like, dude,
in shock.
So this is
you're
my
like in shock.
This is my
yeah.
fucking thing. So whenever the first session on my back piece is from my shoulders to my butt, and we did like
let's see the butt part.
I'll get naked right now.
Show that butt.
This will demonetize
Show that
y'all.
Butt.
No, we've demonetized ourselves.
Oh, cool,
plenty.
Cool. Let's go. But
episode one.
That first session, I went into shock. My body was like shaking. And stuff, and I got sick from it. So it was like I can't imagine.
Well, that was right around COVID too. Right?
It was So started COVID, which was my back tattoo. Yeah, yeah. No, but I got sick. I had like a fever. I was like throwing up. It was bad.
You're getting just from, stabbed. You're
well,
bleeding.
Yeah. Your body eventually gives up.
How long was the session?
About 6 hours, like 5.5 hours.
Ugh.
It was rough, and it was like there's a lot of skin that we're covering. So yeah. I think that's why my body went into shock. But it like I can't imagine. Getting your whole torso done in one setting and you have like multiple people working on you at the same time. You're covering everything. Your body's going to wake up and be like, holy fuck. You're going to feel like a train hit you afterwards because you also
don't
feel
like
good.
It's any different than if you hadn't gone under anesthesia and you were fully
I love that movie.
Anesthesia. If you I don't think there's really much difference if you did it completely conscious without numbing cream. Like, you're still going to have that after effect where you're healing and your body has gone through significant trauma, you know?
Yeah, I think
you just won't feel any of the pain dealing with it, but sure. No matter what, you're still going to have that consequence. Your body is still going to feel that.
Which is the worst part, is the during the tattoo is the worst part, but then... I don't know. I think there has to be, I don't know, I've never done it, but I think there'd have to be something about all the pain rushing to you afterwards. But people do this for surgery all the time. So,
but I mean, that's a good point. Not I don't know.
Yeah, they wake up with new hearts and stuff.
Yeah, people wake up with a whole new fucking brain and shit. So, like,
go. Oh, I'm Steven now.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. I wonder how it is. I've seen some of the shit. Like, I think Lil Uzi Vert got his fucking, his whole torso blasted with an Oni face.
Hey, Seb.
whatever.
I don't look at me. Do you think I fucking know I am? I think if you're rich enough to put yourself under while
fuck
you get tattooed,
do it, dude.
You're,
no, shit.
I'm not. I'm saying if you are, Jesus Christ, please donate to our Patreon. We don't have.
Oh, we have it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's there. Donate to it.
Don't. No,
I'm trying to quit my non-job.
but if you're rich enough to just like casually get put under when you get tattooed. Maybe hire an IV drip guy too.
Ooh,
you know what I mean. Then you wake up being like,
I feel hydrated.
I mean, that's
true.
Why stop there?
I'm like,
Gatorade.
Just do a bunch of heroin.
A lot of the like controversial tattoo things, in my opinion, I'm not very gatekeepery. So I'm like, use your fucking 24 to just mind your business for a little while.
Sure,
just chill, and who gives a fuck? Like, I don't understand why people care.
I'm a very big fan of as long as you're not. Whatever you're doing is not hurting other people. Yeah. Like, why do you give a fuck?
I think here's my theory. I think people that suffered getting tattooed so much are jealous that this exists.
I'm jealous.
It's like people 10 years ago when minimum wage was $10 and now it's like 20 and they're like, well, what the fuck, man? Why is it 20? It wasn't 20 when I fucking worked. They're like,
You should suffer because I suffer.
You should suffer.
You could also buy a house for $300,000 back then. So that's why minimum wage is higher.
Yeah, our parents saying save money when they bought a $50,000 house.
1,000%. Like, hey, you should stop ordering Starbucks because that would help your fucking
rent. Yeah, my mom called me. She's like, don't use the numbing cream, you pussy.
Eric, I
stop it. Stop it.
Please stop.
What would your mom's tattoo be?
My
Jesus cross.
No, my
mom. That'd be sick. That's hot.
My mom has a tattoo.
No,
she
doesn't.
No, she does, but it's sad. So she survived breast cancer.
Oh,
and for radiation.
That's not sad. That's hard as fuck.
So
dude.
So they had to put a little dot for like radiation lining up. And when I first started getting tattoos, it's like, oh, I have my tattoo too.
Aww,
that's really cute.
And I was like, that tattoo sucks, mom. It's just a dot.
You're a poser, mom. Yeah.
Get a skull.
She went under anesthesia for that tattoo.
Anastasia, you mean?
Yeah.
But I honestly, I think her tattoo was only one little poke, so she got a lot of shit on TikTok for it.
It was a stamp,
Yeah.
That's bullshit, man.
Damn. But since it wasn't spread out like a nail of bed,
magazine.
So I have a list of things I want to go over. Me and you hung out this past Friday. We had a blast together.
That was very fun.
We went to the dork store.
We went to get
Warhammer. And they're all sold out of you.
Do you play Warhammer?
No, I'm very new to Warhammer.
It's gonna be welcome to spending money.
Oh yeah,
I don't play.
Dude.
Actually,
I know it is, dude. Because I spent I felt like I was flexing on Eric because I went in and spent $300 on some goddamn figurines.
I didn't even notice.
And then,
he's too rich.
I'm not. I was just bored.
Whenever he said the price, it was one of those moments where I was like,
I went.
Chump numbers.
Yeah, I was like,
I know. It was one of those things.
I was like,
why is Hunter shopping in the middle shelf?
No, it was one of those things where he said the price, and I'm around my friends, and so I was like, ooh, but I had to spend the money anyway. I'm gonna dispute the claim on my credit card. Later.
I didn't buy that many figurines.
You're surrounded by people. They say the price. You weren't thinking about it, and now you're like, well, shit, I gotta pay the piper because I'm about to look embarrassed,
or else I look like a bitch in front of my friends and all the other rich nerds. I'm gonna dispute the charge on my. Yeah, have you never done that before?
No,
have you never been white
cool.
trash? I've gone on vacation before and disputed.
This is going on the internet.
Blur it out. Bleep it out.
Go ahead. Say whatever you want, buddy.
I've gotten too fucked up and spent too much money at the bar, and I totally have been like, the next day, I've been like, I spent $400 at the bar. I need to.
Oh my god.
Real that bad, I'll get a new credit card. Company would be like, nice try, Rebecca. Like, we know you're going there.
The next time someone stole my identity, I was like, hey, someone's spending money in a different country. And they were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, 19 shots of Jack Daniels. Sure.
Okay, Chris Gaines.
So we went and got Warhammer. Me and Lard are fucking about to get into some real dork shit.
I love that. I don't know much about it, but they were showing me, you got to cut all the pieces.
We cut them all out, and we fucking glue them together, and we paint them, and we act all nerdy, and we're...
They're cool.
No, dude, there's no patience.
You know how
that.
Nerdy this shit is? You have to fucking get a tape measure out to play the game.
Mm-hmm. What's the
Pretty
premise
hot.
Of the game?
I'm trying to murder your friend, dude. Oh, trying to win.
But you paint,
trying
you
to
put
win.
Together the figurines and paint them, and then play the game.
That's too much for me.
It's so fun.
I could do, like, simple card games.
It is. I'm telling you, if you got into this, you feel... It's like knitting. You're like, it's tranquil.
See, but
fuck.
I feel really? Like, horrible.
I feel like it's kind of like magic.
I want to play it less now.
Yeah. I'll play this game. It's like knitting. It's so fun.
No, like not knitting. The game. Yeah. The
I'll
making
stick to
the figures.
Crochet.
Yeah, yeah, it's like
but
crochet.
You're also an artist. I'm not an artist in
any
sense of the word.
It was very
so
peaceful.
For me, I would just have like a,
I'd be like
a blank figurine.
I'd be like, red dip. Red dip guy. Green dip guy.
Stamp them.
Yeah, what's that? That's fucking Green Man.
Hey, that's Green Man. That's Green Figure 8.
He's
yellow arm guy.
Yeah.
So what I used to do when I was in high school, I used to watch my friends play Dungeons & Dragons and Lords of Catan. Settlers
of
Catan.
Jesus Christ, get it right.
Okay,
you're really disgracing.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I haven't hit you yet, first off.
What a nerd. She didn't get Settlers of Catan right.
I used to watch them play, and I had a nice time watching my friends play, and they would always be like, you should try. And I just like... I feel like I don't have the attention span for it. I feel like I don't like grasp. There's so many rules.
I think you have
so
to have
like
some sort of
like rules.
Autistic hyperfixation to be able to do it because it is
so
like
I'm normal for not being able to play.
No, yeah, I think you're right. Oh. I think you're right.
I don't know. I feel like though nowadays
but I want like every part of me. I love fantasy. I love make believe.
You know,
like, I want to be able to play it.
I think it's one of those things where you have to be like exposed to it a lot, and then and then you'll like start to be like, well, I could. You know, I could dip my toes into that.
Jump in, dude.
Yeah. I play Magic the Gathering, and like I've gotten friends into it just by playing with other people around them, and then they see how much fun we're having.
Can I like intern with you on like a game?
1,000%, and we will crush our enemies together.
I just have a hard time not being like, I think like this. Like the center of attention. I think I just like to like.
You're
be
that's
like
the
to,
way.
I think I like to perform.
You're
that
bard.
Is what you do with Warhammer specifically.
Really?
Yeah, because you're fucking. There's lore to this shit. There's like your armies, and you gotta fucking. You build them up, and you say, oh, "I'm gonna fucking attack you for the whatever."
Okay.
The king.
First of all, you're the coolest cowboy I know.
Thank you, man.
For
appreciate
liking
you.
That shit.
I love you. I love you. I'm in love with
other
you right
than
now.
Chris Gaines,
thank you.
Obviously.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like Warhammer is kind of similar to like Magic. Where it's like it's a little bit pay to play.
Sure.
Where it's like it's so much like with Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder or something.
Super easy.
All you need pen, paper. Yeah.
You don't even need any of that. I mean, you kind of really don't. You just fucking play with your imagination,
exactly.
Which is what I do every day.
I got this really dope $300 paper in my office. You guys want to see it? It's so sick. Nice.
You
got to
show
it later.
Are we gonna assemble it?
Can it be or what? Just kidding. Keep going.
We got five more minutes.
Keep going. I'm joking. It's a joke.
It wasn't
a
joke.
Keep it in. Keep
you're
it
really
in.
Acting like Garth Brooks right now.
Yeah, you're Garthing
up
the place.
Like
well, you don't.
Okay.
I don't
Garth
have
Brooks
be,
would ask to pee. Right at the.
I know what Chris
really,
Gaines would and would not do.
You really acted like Florida Georgia Line right now.
Yeah.
And that's a disgrace.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't need
fuck Florida Georgia Line. We're taking a hard stance on fucking
John Florida and Bobby Georgia. Can suck my dick.
I don't know what this means.
The weeds.
I don't know, but they broke up.
Yeah, and they're bad.
They're bad.
I'm just taking a hard stance.
So I have some stuff we were talking about to bring up that I don't. You were about to tell me some stories on Friday. I said save it for Monday.
Yeah.
So I have a list. I have a list. You tell me the ones you want to talk about. We could probably pick two or three of these.
Yeah.
I have cave story.
Yeah. I'll let y'all pick from these because these
all
have punchy headlines.
I have cave story.
Okay.
Pigeon story. Tattoo, tattoo butt poop, and biker shop.
Yes, I want to hear pigeon
I gotta
story.
Know pigeon story. Story.
Yeah, okay. So I was tattooing in Baltimore with my with a person who will remain unnamed because I'm afraid they might hurt
Let's
me.
Let's call him Chris Gaines.
Oh, there we go. I knew it. I knew you were gonna say that. So we're tattooing, and it's like kind of custom to like go get fucked up after each night at the tattoo convention. So we're going out, and one thing leads to another. We're doing illicit substances on top of drinking.
Can you say what kind?
Some sort of powder.
Okay, okay.
You know, just powder. Some sort of powder.
Understood.
Don't want to try to be monetized. Yeah, so yeah. Call it baby powder.
It's something that we use for medicinal purposes. Yes. But it that runs out as it does usually, yes. And then we're in a different city, so we didn't have a connection. But he did perhaps find a free based version of that.
Oh. Something
the guy who I'm hanging out with. Yeah. The version that's a little bit more
NC-17. Does that have to do with my clothing company?
I would say so.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say something of that sort. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he starts doing something like that, and where I'm like, wow, this is I'm not gonna fucking yuck your yum, dude. You do whatever you want. I'm gonna hang out. But we're walking around the streets of Baltimore at night and realize Baltimore's not that kind of place to walk around.
Oh no,
night.
No!
It
no,
is
no.
A. It's kind of a.
It's sketchy as fuck.
What?
It's a gruff city, as yeah. one might say.
Are we talking
say.
About the same Baltimore?
So we're walking around. He's real lively and starts to. He's rapping out loud, and we're walking around. He's rapping at people
Classic.
That he sees on the street. It's. I'm like,
shut the fuck up.
I'm a meek person. I'm just kind of like, oh yeah,
usually
this is
that
my
happens
dad.
On
I'm like, I'm young at this point too. Yeah. I'm younger than I am now. And he raps at the wrong guy, apparently. And,
I hate when that happens.
That is honestly an honest mistake on his part, but he raps at him and this guy takes harsh offense to it.
Oh,
so he comes up and gets into Chris Gaines' face and and there's a fight about to ensue,
yeah.
And I'm terrified, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, and so the guy's in his face. Chris Gaines is very calm. He's not worried about this at all, and I think as a power move, Chris Gaines leans down and he grabs a pigeon off the ground.
No.
And he bites the head off of the pigeon in front of the guy.
Oh my
he bites the
God.
Fucking head. He just was like a grenade, just like, fucking threw the body down.
Oh my!
Threw it off, and the guy who was the aggressor,
Chris Gaines
bit the head.
Yeah,
Garth Brooks was the smart man and said, "I'm out this bitch," and said bye bye, and we continued on through this night. And
so your buddy
bit the head
that did
I wouldn't call him a buddy, but
the guy that you know that did the powder, Chris Gaines, bit the head off the pigeon
when he got confronted
by Garth Brooks, and holy shit!
And imagine me being feet away from this and seeing this and going, oh my God. Oh my God. And then,
wait,
and then
I have
he's
a follow up
like,
question.
Yeah, please.
How did he grab a pigeon? Like, that's not an easy thing.
I was mind
blown. In Baltimore,
by
though?
Like, no, just like.
those pigeons everywhere.
But like grabbing a wild animal.
You put your hand out.
Like, I love
so
animals.
Quick.
This story disgusts
it was,
me. But like, how do you even.
It was almost like he was going to tie a shoe. The pigeon was so taken back by his calmness, mm-hmm. by his just zen. The pigeon was just walking past him and he goes just grabs it and the pigeon just kind of let it happen. It was like sacrificial.
The pigeon was just,
holy
it was insane.
Just reading the newspaper
so much blood it was
what did
well you know what they say, don't mess with Texas.
It was insane.
What did you,
it was insane.
What did your what was the rest of your evening like?
I'm also on an illicit substance that's not free based or
sure you're out of it though.
But I am on some substance. So I'm a little paranoid that he's going to murder me at this point.
You weren't like, that was so sick, brother.
No I was like, I'm in danger for my life.
I
wanted to go
up
with the other guy. So it was fucking terrifying. I was like, I'm ready to
be
done with
this. I
want to be
out this bitch too.
Dude, I was like, we should head back to the hotel. And he's like, no, we got plenty of fucking suit. We gotta go to a strip club. And I'm like, I gotta
bit the head off a stripper. Wow, I read that story.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I think we're all wondering, was the pigeon okay?
The pigeon made it.
Okay.
It's funny, you got a little neck brace.
Yeah. The pigeon's fine.
It's like some Dumb and Dumber shit.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we've got to end on this traumatizing note.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we got to end
absolutely traumatizing note to end on.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back so we can talk about the cave story.
The cave story. Yeah.
We have two things. I mean, real quick, I actually have a pigeon back here.
No way!
Oh! He
he's all right.
I do have a gift if we want to do a quick.
You want a gift?
Quick.
I would love a gift.
Go get a gift.
Oh my God.
You don't already have it next
no.
to you?
No. Are you being fucking serious?
Yeah, sometimes we give gifts.
Sometimes no. James. We like.
James, sometimes James gives me gifts. James
if he brings out Chris Gaines right now, I'm going to be fucking.
He gave our friend from Canada nunchucks, and he's like, I can't fly with these.
He's like, going to bring out nunchucks.
They're just
right
in
now.
The office. Yeah,
I
yeah.
live right down the road.
Yeah, you're
can't
golden.
Wait to see what he brings out. It's always something totally he's having a
conversation.
Yeah. It's always something he didn't find in the trash, I promise.
Oh, what do we got, buddy?
Ooh. Oh, is this some dork shit?
What is this?
Oh, what do we dude. Got?
Vintage markers and pencils.
Oh, vintage markers and pencils.
Wait, what?
You get your choice.
Dude, you got vintage Prismacolors?
Hey. I get around.
We got good gifts. We got good gifts around here.
Yeah, we
that's
get
honestly
trash.
Kind of.
You found them in the trash.
We famously give good gifts around here.
From the
so
trash.
I have a little Disney card that fell out, but I have a gray scale of Prismacolor markers, or
you have to pick,
or a pencil kit.
Pencil kit, full color Prismacolor.
Dude, that is honestly. Can I see that? I just want to see what the pack. This is insane. When do you think this was made?
90s.
This
early
is
90s?
Fucking bananas, dude.
Maybe
I
late
like
80s.
You know how like I didn't. I honestly like was just talking about using.
You're tearing
some,
up right now.
I'm so.
I so like just pick which one you want. Damn.
I fucking. I don't know. Dude, fuck. I'll take these fucking these because
yeah.
the packaging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This
we'll
is way
give this one to the next guest.
God, dude, this is so cool. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's
thank
very
you
for
very
coming on,
nice.
Brother.
Oh yeah, y'all are so sweet.
Check out Crocodile Jackson on Instagram, and he opened up Pegasus Tattoo in Los Angeles. Yeah. More. News coming out on that. It's brand new. But
buy some merch.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah,
thank you
do
so much
shit.
For coming out. I
thank
love you.
You. Yeah, I love you too, man.
Love hat. You, like, too.
You want to wear my hat for the end?
Yeah, okay.
Here, go ahead. Yeah, just,
trade
to,
hats.
Just to try it out. I have a big head, so.
It has. It even has hay on it.
What the fuck is on my hat?
You have like
you
hay and stuff.
On.
Yeah, usually wow. the dandruff doesn't get on top
that,
of the hat.
That really ended it.
Bye, y'all.
Came to shove, but I was already free.